there you are. Don't be scared. It's just Scout Amy, and I've been looking for you, and I'm so glad I finally found you. You must be so tired from the battle. Here, have some of this life-giving water that our prince has graciously provided. You need a rest. Come sit down behind this bulwark. It's not so loud, and while you rest, let's find Captain Mike. He wanted to give you some encouragement and tell you a story about General Ziska.
At ease, soldiers. In the year 1415, the great reformer John Huss died at the stake for preaching the truth of the Bible. The Roman Catholic Church was determined to take over Bohemia, which John Huss was its citizen. Now the King of Bohemia was a man of parties and loved to have a lot of fun. And since his country was very poor, he had no plans on fighting the Roman Catholic Church. Now around this time, the king had a chamberlain named John Trofisky, which loved to have fun and party with the king.
Duck! You almost got us!
Anyways, going on with the story. Everyone knew him as Ziska, for Ziska meant one-eyed because of an accident he had when he was a boy and made him blind in one of his eyes. After growing up, he served in the War of Poland and learned profession of arms, and he was highly skilled in battle. But a great change was about to take place in his life. When John Huss died at the stake, it had a great deep impression upon his mind, and to the point that the king was concerned about his chancellor. After the king asked Ziska what the problem was, Ziska asked the king if he could avenge the blood of John Huss and save Bohemia from the Catholics. So the king gave him permission with a written letter and signed it, hoping that it would make him feel better, and although he knew he had no money or army, he hoped that he would just come around and be back to being happy and having parties again. But after an amazing campaign and his famous speech, he had an army of men and women to fight in the cause. So the men would fight, and the women would come up behind the battle and bandage up the wounded.
Watch out, duck, they're getting closer. Boy, I hope I can finish this story.
So anyways, this was the beginning of the Hussite Wars. And Ziska arranged 16 battles, not to mention many skirmishes that he had to deal with also. It was amazing. Every battle was a success, for he was a man of great devotion to God, and his faith would not let him stop. Now here's another amazing thing about Ziska. In one of the battles, a Roman Catholic soldier stabbed his other eye out, yet he became even more determined. The harder the battle got, the more determined he became to fight the battle of the Lord when there were many that were being cowards. I want you to imagine this, completely blind. His soldiers would tell him what was happening, and he would organize the battle as if he could see. For there was no doubt in anybody's mind that he was being led by the Spirit of God. It's interesting to note that Ziska was the first to use a rampart shield of two rows, so like a tank, he could plow through the enemy. Ziska also designed a spear that had a hook on it to pull the enemy off their horses. Ziska was so ferocious in battle that even his enemies had to admit that he was way beyond their capacity, even to the point where they were so wounded by what Ziska did that they were afraid to go into battle with anybody after dealing with him. Even today, Ziska is known for being the greatest warrior of all times. At last, after many years of fighting, Ziska died by a plague.
I heard that after General Ziska's death, he had his soldiers make a special drum that they were to use when they went to fight. Why did he have them do that?
This would help them with their morale and encourage them to keep fighting for the cause. In Revelation 3:17, the church of the Laodiceans said that they can see, but Jesus tells them that they were blind. But Ziska was blind, but his faith in God made him see.
So soldiers, if you have no faith, you're as blind as a blind man. But if you have faith in God, you'll be able to see your way out of every conflict that you have to encounter. So soldiers, go fight the battles of God. You're dismissed.
Soldiers, you look so much better. I think we've refreshed ourselves enough for now. It's time to go back to battle. Make sure to hold tight to your shield of faith. I'll be back soon.